host, Stacey Wade, and this is episode number 748. Our topic today is Interview with Melt Banana. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Why? I like noise music and we've got many influences from Japanese noise bands. We are not purely a noise band, but I understand people sometimes mention us as a noise band because we are from Japan and our music contains some noisy parts. I understand some people who haven't learned another language or haven't spent time where people can't understand their language say bad things about the difference they hear in a foreigner's pronunciation, but I still think it's cool and hope that people feel the same way about Yuko's English as I do for a foreigner's Japanese. Bambi's Dilemma follows 4 years later, then it was 6 years till Fetch and now it's also been 4 years without a new album since. It just takes time to write new songs that we satisfied with. Back when you started out in the early 90s, Japan's underground was full of totally unusual, extreme bands that played music unlike anyone else. Your lyrics are in English, your music has Western roots. I think that our music has much more Japanese roots than Western roots. I've heard from some people that they like your songs better when performed live than on the record. When we play in Japan, we mostly see young people, but in UK, and also in USA, we see both young and old people, people in different countries, and from different cultures, really embrace your sound. I grew up listening to music mostly from the UK and the USA, so I am always curious to how people in UK or USA think about our music. The songs aren't exclusively made to play as a duo. There was this one person who had been seeing bands since a bit before we started touring. A lot of underground music seems to very easily cuddle up close to idol music. This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacey and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.